friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Kia ora, Alice, how are you?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
You know, despite the backdrop of what's happening in the world right now,
yep.
You can find levity in things. And actually, do you know what? I just had an absolute pep of, like, we can do this today.
Oh, good.
Don't know what it was. Usually, I can, you know, there's a hint of cynicism that sort of seeps through. But today, I went, you know what? None of that today, Alice Canton. We can do this.
Mondays are good like that.
I know, by Friday, though, scraping the barrel.
Even though, you know, we invented time and, you know, it's meaningless, we can still put a name on it and say, okay, I'm starting again.
You know what? I like that. So we're starting again today, Monday. Maybe it was just that fluctuation of rain, not rain, rain, not rain. I love that sort of transitional season that is.
There was some pretty good not rain in there.
There was some bloody good not rain in there. And actually, happy mid-autumn festival, aka Mooncake Festival.
Huh.
A time to eat mooncake.
Oh, yeah. I drove through that and couldn't stop, and it looked amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot. I'll be honest, not a big mooncake fan, but
well, there are Ferris wheels as well if you're into those.
Oh yeah, well that's always fun. But look, we're not here to talk about Ferris wheels.
Have you got here, Alice?
We're here talking about The Dry House, new work coming to the Basement Theatre next month. I've got Beatrice and Zoe. Sorry, oh my gosh, my notes. I've got Beatrice and Zoe here. We're talking about two performers in the work. It's a three-hander, mm-hmm. including the heavyweight that is Ali Bruce. My goodness me. Well, three formidable performers, all of you, under the direction of Isla McLeod. Welcome to the show. I understand you're right in the thick of rehearsals at the moment. Beatrice, you were just talking about sort of, you've just done some scene work and you're right in the studio. Talk to me about The Dry House. What is The Dry House?
So The Dry House is a play that's set in the present, mm-hmm. in a town called Newry, which is a border town in Northern Ireland, and it follows the story of three women, two sisters, and for my character Claire, her niece, which is played by Zoe, Heather, mm-hmm. Chrissy, which is my sister in the play, is an alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
and my character is trying, they've made a pact that after that Chrissy has drunk four cans of lager, she will go to a rehab clinic.
Ooh, right.
So yes, it's the play sort of follows that sort of battle, and in order to be able to sort of get there, all three characters have to face certain truths about themselves.
So
even though it's heavy, you know, you're dealing with alcohol addiction, the play is so beautiful and tender, and there's so much humour in it, the Irish sort of humour.
Yes.
So
written by this Irish playwright, and I think you're right, there's something in, I don't want to draw on sort of like cultural stereotype here, but there's something about the kind of like cultural lyricism of how Irish, and again, I'm being like broad strokes cultural observation here, to look at a light of a dark situation. Zoe, what has it been like for you to enter into this world, this sort of quite dark territory? We're talking about alcoholism and fractures within familial relationships. What's it been like for you as an actor?
Yeah, it's funny because my character, Heather, she kind of provides the lightness of the play whenever she enters.
Yes.
The backstory for Heather is that she actually died in a car crash 4 years prior to when the play takes place. But she hasn't quite moved on, and she comes and talks to her mother.
There's a lot. This is a loaded plate.
It's loaded.
This is a really loaded plate.
It's quite a trait to have to remember that you've got, like, you know, I'm dead as well.
And
how do you prep for that?
What is your process for prepping for a role like this?
When I was auditioning, I watched a few films, and I had a little playlist, and a little Pinterest board, and I actually wrote a song from about my character's backstory and all that.
So, I love that.
Yeah, it's fun. I love the preparation part of it.
It's kind of fascinating what everyone's approach to the craft is. I mean, Bridget, you've done some real heavy hitters, mm-hmm. and you, your work inspires coming, I would say, from like a really human aspect, and that sounds really embarrassing, but some actors come at it from like a craft aspect and others from a kind of holistic world, kind of world building. What's been your way into this?
Read the play lots and just find the beating heart of the character, their sort of truth, and try not to judge their flaws, try to really understand why they're doing stuff. But yeah, just similar to Zoe, just immerse myself in the world and just play, like in rehearsals, go in with certain ideas, but knowing that anything that I'm gonna follow will come from the two actors that I'm on stage with. So yeah, so mainly in the room, like, you know, do as much research as I can outside of it, but sort of the discoveries happen inside.
Ooh, we love that bit of discovery on the floor, and then when the audience comes in, there's that gorgeous synergy between audience and performer, and then that kind of nebulous thing in between. When you're dealing with kind of alcoholism and some quite heavy sort of topics, I mean, are you supported in your exploration of that? How does that kind of process work in the room? Because it's I think one thing that we have to be careful of is that we're not like sacred around something like alcoholism. It's a real thing, it happens, people grapple with it every day. How has sort of Isla's approach as a director been to that sort of that side of things?
A really good one. Like, we sort of open up the space and we close the space. Like, it's not a trauma fest. You're sort of discovering the veins of the play. And we had two ladies come in, was it last week?
Yeah, I think so.
To talk about their experience as addicts, ex-addicts. And just to, like, seeing their humour and their humanity and their vulnerability and their courage, I think I want to be able to, yeah, just, you kind of think, if they're able to hold that space, I'm just doing, you know, a play.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, but also stories like that really can help people, especially, like, you know, as you're saying, Alice, like, having humour in that stuff is not blasphemous. It's like, you know, when I talk to people who are struggling with stuff, my first thing I do is joke about it with them so they know they can kind of like, okay, I'll tell you, we can actually talk about this. And yes. It feels like something like this could actually be quite helpful for people, if you know, these and you know, helpful for people who are in all sorts of parts of the story as well, because so many people think, you know, you press a button and someone's better, or you go to rehab and someone slaps you and you're finished and you know you're fine now, or such an ongoing process. It's a heavy thing to tackle, but sounds like you've done a good job.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as you say, it does occur to me, this comes back to like the kind of the power of storytelling, of theatre, of cinema, you know, that we're able to watch something and either it's our experience as the protagonist or the antagonist, like, you know, or the pedestrian, you know, or the, you know, the support worker, and that can be very helpful for our feeling like a validation of our experiences, but then also to recognize, oh, that is an experience that's not mine, and I'm able to touch it, I'm able to come kind of, you know, close to it. Zoe, for you, with this like doing this play and doing this kind of work, like, who would you encourage to come to see a show like The Dry House?
Sure. Well, it's one thing that Isla, our director, told us to say, which is a line from the play, is that drink is very democratic. So even though it's Irish, it is, as you said, really relatable to New Zealand. And everyone in the world pretty much has some sort of personal connection to alcoholism. So I think if anyone can benefit from it, and everyone should come.
Everyone, come to the show now. I was going to ask, are you doing Irish accents?
Oh, yeah. We're doing,
oh, my goodness.
Not only Irish, Northern Irish. Notoriously hard.
Yes. Yeah, and I mean, obviously, I do think, though, I do love a bloody good accent in, because it sort of denotes, particularly in the dialect of whatever the playwright's written in, right? So I imagine there's the scansion of this text. It indicates how it's supposed to be said. Is that correct? I mean, am I on the bunny here? I have no idea.
Yeah, there's a musicality to and a rhythm to the accent.
Yes,
and such a humour to it.
Yes,
well. They're so witty, the Irish.
Yes, yes. I'm getting enticed into it. So you guys, you've still got another. I think you open in a month's time.
Yeah, that's right.
4th of November. The run is at the Basement Theatre, and it's a 2-week run. If I'm not mistaken, down in the theatre space. This is a three-hander of The Dry House, directed by Isla McLeod, who's been doing some interesting work with Jane, mentored by Jane Campion in the Drop It the wave in the ocean. I was going to drop in the ocean. Wave in the Ocean, which is the hothouse for directors in New Zealand. I just saw some folk in Cannes being celebrated by the work that they're doing over there. So that's very cool. Thank you both so much for coming into the studio. Beatrice, for you, before we leave, is there a kind of a sentiment from the play that you'd like to leave us with? You know, is there sort of an enticing line or a concept from the play that you're mulling over that you'd like to share with us?
I should have saved that line for this moment.
I mean, it was a brilliant line.
So the line that Zoe said, but also just the sisterly bond and the humour in the play. I think it's just stunning. It doesn't shy away from the weight of what it means to be an addict, but it also sort of, it just has lots of different layers.
Ooh, that's tasty. Ooh. You know, that's the thing I love about sisters. It's like sensitive, it's warm, and it can be ugly as well, which we love. Amazing. Talking to the Dry House, opening at the Basement Theatre, 4th of November. You can go to basementtheatre.co.nz to grab your tickets. What a great piece to sink our teeth into. We love a play. We love a play. I love a play. 2-week run as well, which is so exceptional because that means you guys are going to be absolutely hot and sizzling by the second week. So all the best for the show. Thank Break you. A leg. And oh my gosh, I feel like theatre is kind of starting to move towards that silly season of Christmas when people stop going to the theatre and they want to go to, like, I don't know, like bad Christmas parties.
Yeah, but not until after this.
Yeah.
Okay, not you go to this, then go to the Christmas party, but consider your actions in relation to the consumption of alcohol or other substances you might be abusing.
So it's probably a good idea to go see Dry House.
Yes.
So you can be ready for how you should behave at Christmas
time. I love it.
Thank
theatre,
you,
it's an educational
thank you.
Space.
And the listeners of BFM, thank you. All right, thanks all.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.